弟兄姐妹们早上好。
Morning, brothers and sisters.
今天是我第二次上到这边。上一次。
Second time for me to come up on the.
上一次好像是有位弟兄 Golden 弟兄叫我上来。
Last time was Brother Golden who asked me to come up.
我称之为圣灵的感动。
I said it was prompting by the Holy Spirit.
今天上来可能是我自己的感动。
Today perhaps I have been moved by myself.
确实是因为我上来，也就是因为自己心理上有许许多多的亏欠。
I feel that I have many shortcomings.
在以往的年日当中，我从弟兄姐妹的言行举止、心思意念当中
，In the past years, I have learned from the words and the deeds of brothers and sisters from their thoughts.
对自己的一些行为言语感到非常的亏欠。
I've re-examined my words and my deeds, and I feel that I have fallen short.
话语虽然如此。
Even if I say so.
但是呢，我现在我的心思意念时常还会出现非常混乱的状况。
My words, my thoughts are still sometimes are full of confusion.
时常会攻击这位弟兄，那位弟兄。
Still judging this brother or that brother or that sister,
比我以往更加严重
more so than what I did previously.
虽然没有在话语上说出来
even though I have not been outspoken,
但是这些意念在我的在我里面已经成为我很大的拦阻了
But these thoughts continue to hinder me.
以我现在的生活情况。
According to my life today,
应该不至于出现说对任何人有什么意见。
I actually shouldn't be judging any brother or sister.
但是我现在有这样子的心思意念，我也相信，真的是，这是可能是不是属灵的征战，还是怎么样
？But I felt that as if there was a spiritual battle that I had the thoughts of a judgment nature to other brothers and sisters.
但是站在我个人的立场，我还是要不断的向所有的弟兄姐妹们道歉。
But personally, I would just like to apologize to brothers and sisters.
因为我是软弱的。
For I am weak.
当然，这也不是借口。
And of course, that cannot be my excuse.
我。心思意念当中，有时候会想到这个不好，那个不好，或者哪位教会当中的弟兄姐妹，或者长职的，或者是坐在我旁边、前面、左右的。
In my thoughts, sometimes I'll be judging brothers and sisters, or someone sitting next to me.
我真的也只能是道歉再道歉。
I have to apologize and apologize.
虽然不是我言语上有这样子的话语。
So even though I haven't spoken in words of judgment,
虽然也不是我的行为上有这样子的行动
，nor did I do anything to those brothers and sisters.
但是我有时候那个心思意念上会出现这种情况。
But it's just in my thoughts, been judging brothers and sisters.
我前几天跟我太太说过，我说你过一段帮我预约一下医生，我去看一下那个脑电图那个。
Few days ago, I told my wife, she better go and see the doctor.
按照正常的情况来说，我这种人应该是挺简单的。
Normally, I should be quite a simple-minded person.
大智慧也没有，大财也不想花。
I don't have great wisdom, nor do I pursue great wealth.
很多事已经都交托给主，交托给神了。
I have committed, entrust many things to the Lord.
在攻击什么人，心思意念上再有什么混乱，也不是很好的事情。
And I shouldn't really be attacking or judging brothers and sisters in my thoughts.
所以在此向弟兄姐妹们道个歉。
So I'd like to apologize to your brothers and sisters.
也是很重要的，就是把我心里对主、对神、对天父的感激、爱戴、关怀。以及无限的忍耐，我要 对此要赞美主，要赞美神。
Like to praise God and giving gratitude for all His caring, His patience with me, His love for me.
也同样祈求神，祈求天父祝福每一位弟兄姐妹们。
And then ask the Heavenly Father to bless each and every one of us.
谢谢。
Thank you.
感谢神。
Praise the Lord.
我今天也做一些见证。
I'd like to give a few testimonies.
其实上一星期我在这里报告说，今天这里有分享见证聚会。
Last week when I announced that next week there will be a fellowship meeting.
我心里马上就有感觉。
I was already moved in my heart.
他说你不是自己也有见证吗？
And it's as if the Lord is saying, don't you have some testimonies you want to share?
所以我这一星期也都在想我要不要上来见
证。So this whole week I've been thinking whether I should come up or not.
感谢神，我觉得我们应该上来见证主的。
Thank the Lord. I felt that we should come up and share the Lord's grace upon us.
就在五月五号的时候，星期四。
On the 5th of May, on the Thursday.
那天下午我突然间吃完午饭以后。
In an afternoon, after I had my dinner.
我喉咙就一点点不舒服了。
My throat felt uncomfortable. My throat.
我可能以为是感冒，可能引起喉咙有一点。
I thought it was just a cold or and caused a little bit sore throat.
可是就在那两三个小时之间
Within the next two or three hours,
我喉咙突然痛得非常厉害
I experienced a severe pain in my throat.
那天晚上在聚会时候，吴弟兄还说你去买一点咽喉片。
At the night, we had a meeting, and Brother Joshua said, "You go and buy some menthols to soothe your throat."
但是到了晚上，我到了晚上睡觉的时候，我的水就喝不进去了。
At bedtime, though, I could not even drink water.
水喝到喉咙里面的时候，就塞在喉咙里面，吞不下去，从鼻子里面会流出来。
When I drink water, it gets blocked in my throat. It won't go down, but goes out from my nose.
严重了，非常严重。然后第二天我去看家庭医生。
It was quite severe, so I went to see the family doctor the next day.
家庭医生就给我开一个证明，他说你去看急诊。
GP gives me a reference to go to the emergency department straight away.
我就到 Right.医院去看急诊。
So I went to write emergency department.
一到那边，他说：“你马上就先进来。”
So as soon as they saw me, they asked me to go in.
到了医院就不是人了，他抽血什么都由他做，我不知道怎么做。
So, I don't know what happened, but they start to take my blood test and do everything that they need to do.
然后做一个 CT 检查时候。
They did a CT scan.
然后不知道他给我打了针还是吃了药。
Not sure whether it was they inject something or they give me a medication.
就在那五到十分钟的时候。
So within 5 to 10 minutes.
哇，我整个人变了。
I was completely changed.
我很明显看到我的脸全部硬起来。
I can see my face gets very stiff.
全身发痒。
And I get very itchy all over my body.
那痒的时候是人控制不了的。
And it's something that I cannot control myself.
医生就知道我是药物过敏。
And the doctor knew that I was allergic to the medication.
从做 CD 录马上推过去打一种解药。
And quickly they give me an antidose a another medication.
他说要我叫我马上转院。
And quickly they transferred me to another hospital.
转到 North Shore Hospital.
To North Shore Hospital.
然后在那边他就叫我住在加护病房里面。他说不能到普通病房里面。
And they actually put me in intensive care unit.
我不是最主要不是讲这些。
And this is not the main point that I'd like to share.
我最主要是讲，当我生病的时候。
The main point is when I was sick.
感谢神，我真的依靠神。
I thank the Lord. I learned to trust the Lord.
小云也将我太太也将我的事情花在祷告主那边。
My wife asked me to entrust myself to the Lord in prayer.
我看到弟兄姊妹的关心。
And I also receive much love and care from brothers and sisters. Their love.
And they
pray
for me.
And their prayers for me. They care for me, encouragement words from on the WeChat. They pray for me in family meetings, in prayer meetings. And And the Lord, by Lord's grace, I was gradually recovering.
在医院住了三天。
I spent 3 days in the hospital.
然后我就出院了。
And then I was released.
虽然出院时候我还没有完全好。
Even though I wasn't completely recovered,
但我也受不了住在医院，所以我要求我要出院。
But I couldn't stand in the hospital any longer, so I asked to that I can be released.
当我出院以后，我就慢慢好起来。来聚会的时候。
So after I was I leave the hospital, I gradually improve and I can go to the meetings.
我看到很多弟兄姊妹都来问我你的身体怎么样。
And many brothers and sisters came to greet me and ask how I was.
我真的看到主的爱。
I really saw God's love.
看到主在弟兄姊妹身上的爱能够显露出来。
I really saw this love has outflowed from the hearts of brothers and sisters.
我的内心真的很感动。
I was truly touched by this great love.
我觉得我们每一个主的弟兄姊妹们这么爱我们。
I felt that each and every one of us, God has loved us so much.
因着他们的爱
and because of God's love and brothers and sisters' love,
使我们在服侍主的事情上更有动力。
We are encouraged and, to move on the ministry and the service to God.
更愿意来爱主。
And we are encouraged to love the Lord more.
来服侍他。
To serve Him.
所以我也希望每一位弟兄姊妹都能够好好的爱主，来服侍他。
It's my hope that every one of us, brothers and sisters, learn to love the Lord.
因为我们的主是真的爱我们。
For the Lord truly loves us.
他在患难中爱我们。
He loves us during our difficulties.
他在平安中也爱我们。
He loves us when we are in peace.
保守我们。
He protects us.
虽然我们人有软弱。
Even though we have many weakness.
也会有时候也会走错路。
And sometimes we are led astray.
他的爱的手没有离开我们。
But His loving hand has never departed from us.
他在带我们走错的时候，他就引导我们回正路。
When we have been led astray, He led us back to the right track.
当我们软弱的时候，他就扶持我们。
He sustains us and gives us strength.
也借着弟兄姊妹的爱，将他显露出来。
And through the love of brothers and sisters, He shows Himself.
所以我在这里真的要将心中的感谢赞美归给主。
So here I'd like, just like to give the thanks and praise from my heart to the Lord.
也非常感谢弟兄姊妹对我的爱。
And I'd like to thank brothers and sisters for your love for me.
感谢大家。
Thank you.
有谁做朋友？你做朋友？感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我刚才听见刘辉，是不是刘辉？对。刘辉弟兄，
刘辉 was sharing，
他的做见证，
his testimony
和意念
，was talking about thoughts and mind
和意念。那么，我觉得每一个人的心思和意念，魂这个生命啊，各有不同。
I felt that our thoughts, life, it's different between each and every one of us.
有的在这方面，有的在那一方面。
Some of us are weak in one point, some others are in another point.
那么有时候我在这里在讲到魂生命的问题。
I often talk about the issues of our soul.
不是说我已经完全了。
Not that I have I'm complete.
我也有许多魂的生命。是大家不知道的。
I have some soul life that needs to be dealt with that you perhaps don't know.
真是需要神的拯救，神的怜悯。
We all need God's salvation, His mercy.
要神来控制我们这个思想。
God needs to take control of our thoughts, our emotions.
那么，不是说我好了，我已经进天国了。
Not that I have already gained, I am perfect.
我实实在在还有许多事情还需要神来帮助我。
There are many things that I need God to help me.
需要神来扶持我。
To sustain me.
我常常求主救我。
I often ask the Lord to save me, to deliver me.
求主控制我这个思想。
To take control of my thoughts.
每一个人思想可以流传世界。
Our thoughts can go very quickly around the world.
对。那么我就是先把这一件事情先讲完哈。
So I'll finish this point first.
那么我再讲到王弟兄这一件事。
I would like to talk about Brother Wong.
我们早已经准备好了。
We have always been ready.
随时见主。
To see the Lord.
所以他这次忽然跌倒之后三个多半小时。
So this time he fell and after he passed away after 3.5 hours.
到主那里去。
He went to the Lord to be with the Lord. Are we ready? We've always been ready.
那么我一定是很难过了。
If we're not ready, then I will feel really sad.
但是在这三个小时之内。
But within those 3.5 hours.
因为他跌倒了以后，马上就上次来叫，带他去。
After he fell, we called the ambulance.
到医院，他们。媳妇啊，他们都到了，儿子也到，就是我没到。
In the hospital, all my sons and daughters-in-law, everyone's are there, except me.
他们可能以为，我太难过，所以你这个妈妈慢一点才去。
They thought I was quite sad, so they excused me for not being there.
那一天呢，我就告诉我就打电话告诉我妹妹。告诉我女儿，以后失衡我就说，王弟兄倒了，倒下去，现在是可能就是要到医院去了。
I rang my sister and told them that brother Wong and my daughter that brother Wong fell and he's now in hospital.
我都忘记怎么讲了。结果呢，去了那里。那么有一些人就来劝勉你啊，有一些说，哎呀，他没有痛苦啊，现在好了。我心里实在有一点难过。不过呢，我再回想起来，神要叫他去，你说主啊，他不去吗
？After he passed away, the people around me tried to comfort me, saying he's now without pain, he's in God's arms, and they tried to comfort me, but I felt that What can I do? If the Lord wants him to go, he needs to go.
那么我就去了，去了，媳妇啊，儿子，有的人都在哭。
So I went to the hospital. My sons and daughters-in-laws are crying.
有点难过。
I saw them crying and I felt a bit sad.
因为我准备好了。
But I was ready.
主这么爱我。
The Lord loves us so much.
他为我舍命。
He died for me.
我能体贴主的心肠有多少
？Am I mindful of the Lord's heart？
那主的旨意是这样子。
How much am I mindful of His heart？
还和主来抢吗
？If this is His will, am I to fight with Him？ No。
所以我说，为着主体贴主的心肠，和王弟兄呢，在最近这段的时间。
So I learned to have to be mindful of the heart of Christ.
弟兄姊妹都不知道。
Brothers and sisters might not know this, but for a long time, Brother Wong,
他要吃，一天要吃几次的止痛药。
He needs to take painkillers 3 times a day.
他止不到痛。
But could not stop his pain.
辛苦。
This pain is truly bothering him.
那么，他既然这样子到主那里去
，If he goes to the Lord.
我那一天反而没有怎么哭啊。
Since he has gone to the Lord, I actually did not cry much. I was comforting for my children.
他到主那里去啊。
I was saying, telling them that he has gone to be with the Lord.
那我就最后的时间，医生说这个耳朵啊，虽然昏迷，还是最后才能没有感觉。那我就孩子们都告诉他，爸爸怎么样？我好好照顾妈妈。那么他就很平安，但是我呢，就也是告诉他这样的情形，我就还唱歌给他听，感谢圣者路旁玫瑰，感谢圣玫瑰有刺，哎呀，感谢主。
Doctor told us that his ears will still have senses even though he's unconscious.
So
I kept talking to him, comforting him, and singing hymns to him.
我不知道有没有在唱另外一首诗歌。
I wasn't sure whether I was singing another song.
结果我就祷告。
Then I pray.
交给主。
And commit him to the Lord.
After
my prayer, my son prayed.
那么他就 他这样子，他听完我们祷告和诗歌之后，他就走了。
After our prayers, he went.
I know he went to be with the Lord. 我知道他到主那里。
I knew he went to be with the Lord.
是没有痛苦。
To a place where there's no pain.
没有痛苦，没有眼泪。
Where there's no tears.
啊，是说这是一件大喜的事。
It's such a good news, such a blessing.
在我那里呢。我实在是里面很平安。
So I was full of peace.
有的姊妹来看我。
Some sisters came to visit me.
因为那天我知道我在讲台上面，不，我讲错了。我知道我那一天他出殡那一天啊，是出殡的那一天。
I knew that on the day of the funeral.
我没有哭。
I didn't cry.
但是我看到我儿子在那里一直流眼泪，他一直流眼泪。
I saw my son was shedding his tears.
因为他没有想到忽然这样子，爸爸到主那里去了。
He didn't expect that to happen so suddenly.
所以那个时候我看他流眼泪，我可能有一点眼泪。
So I saw him crying, and I felt a little bit sad.
那么好了，这么多天，就是他到主那里去这么多天。
So after he has gone to be with the Lord,
我只哭这一次。
For all these times, I have only been crying once.
我在那里说什么？我在体贴我自己。
Why was I crying? I was being sorrow, feel self-pity.
因为体贴己呢。
Feel sorry to myself.
就死。
I was mindful of my flesh.
体贴生
命呢？ For whoever is mindful of the flesh, death.
就是。
But if we're mindful of the spirit, is life and peace.
所以我那一天马上转到主那里去。
So as soon as I realized my condition, I turned to the Lord.
因为这个急啊，就是最败坏的。
But this self is most corrupted.
这个急就是不可以的，就是这样子。
This self could not be useful.
所以他到主那里去，身体也会改变了。
So he's now gone to be with the Lord. His body will be transformed.
他身体也好了。
You will have good health.
有一个人是我家里的一个，好像政府人员派来的，服侍我的。
We have someone who come to take care of us from the government.
他没有信主。
She's not a believer.
那么，他不过他已经不做，在我这里不做，他回去了。
She has stopped doing that for us. She's gone to somewhere else.
我也告诉他。
And I told her.
那现在他。好像信仰转向神这一方面了。
She gradually came to know the Lord.
他说他那一天，他说我告诉你，我发一个梦。
So one day she said to me, I had a dream.
忘记王金香很好啊。
I dream of Brother Wong in good health. He became young again.
脚也不肿了。
And his legs are no longer swollen.
整个人都改变了。哦，我说。
He's completely transformed. I say thank you.
所以。我告诉你们啊，我们
就是 so
就是有什么人，就是说照着我这种情形啊，应该是，多哭一点的。有一个姊妹说，你就哭出来吧。
People usually think in my situation we have to cry more.
哭出来怎么办？
And people say, why don't you cry out? I said, if I can't, what if I can't cry?
不是我不哭啊，不是我不哭啊。
It's not that I don't cry.
乃是里面的。
Because I don't feel sad. I don't feel sadness. I was full of peace.
有时候我在祷告的时候，一想到主的爱，我没有办法，我这个人控制不了，我一直要哭。我是主的爱这么大，我受不了。
When I pray, when I remember God's great love, I was crying because of the touch of the Lord.
到主那里去，可能有的人也舍不得。
But this time, my brother Wong has gone to be with the Lord. Yes, I will be missing him. I didn't want him to go.
我觉得他是在主那里是享受啊。
But I knew that he has gone to be with the Lord to enjoy the presence, the peace and joy in the Lord.
我要感谢赞美。
It's for his benefit, so I give thanks and praise to the Lord.
他的劳苦一次扔掉。
He has rested his labors in this earth.
他到主那里去享受。
He's gone to be with the Lord to rest in Him.
那我还哭来做什么
？So why do I cry?
所以呢，我还。还有时候还挺喜乐嘞。
So I was actually quite joyful.
我还有时候还安慰我的孩子，因为孩子的准备没有那么准备，没有思想那么准备啊，没有准备好啊。
So sometimes I comfort my children.
有的孩子都受不了。
Because they were not quite ready yet.
他说：“妈妈，你是胖了。”
And they became they lost weight because of these dads passed away. And they said, "Mom, you've gained weight."
No, 有时候我还就这样子了。那么现在我是需要一个人帮帮我的忙。
So yes, now indeed, I need someone to help take care of me.
因为怎么样，整天一天在家里哈，本来我就开着车出去可以了。本来我在家里，我开车出去都可以。
So originally, I could just drive out and leave my house.
但是现在呢，孩子不给你开车。
But now my children didn't want me. Didn't want to drive me out.
那么我就困在家里了。
So I am at home all the time.
这是不可以的。早上可以，我再做一点什么东西都可以。
It's good.
到下午呢，我就有时候跑到我女儿那家里去了。
It's good to be at home for half a day, but then in the afternoon I went to I go to visit my daughter.
所以呢，变得我现在需要一个人是晚上七点半到明天早上七八点都可以了，他陪陪我。
So nowadays, I need someone to take care of me, to be my companion, because I have a big house,
2层楼, 3层楼,
two storage,
我只有一个人在那,
but it is only,
因为我的孩子都,
I was only by myself.
都出去了,
all my children have gone and have their own family,
我告诉他们,
because I told them,
哎, 你们结婚, 你们就出去,
as soon as you marry, you need to go out.You need to have your own family.
那每一个人当然有的孩子是愿意他们出去，他愿意出去的。
So some children love to go out.
就让他们去，都出去。
Let them establish their own house, own home. But the Lord will take care of me.
那么现在要带一个开车，要从晚上七点半到明天七八点，不大容易啊。
It's hard to find someone who can drive and who can be my companion from night time till the next morning.
在有感谢主，有一位姊妹是在卓安娜，她刚刚那里告诉我，她因为她没有事情，所以她不是没有事情，她有三天工作，三天有空，所以她就来找我了。
I thank the Lord. There's a sister, his name, Joanna, who is willing to help me.
因为我说主啊，我不知道在哪里找啊。
I said to the Lord, Lord, I don't know where to find this person. Will you help find someone to help me?
神是听祷告的主。
And the Lord hears my prayer.
就派这位天使来帮助。
And he sent Sister Joanna to help me.
那好了，现在她六月一号，本来七月几号就要走。
So originally she was going to go in June.
现在六月一号，她妈妈要来了。
In June her mother will be coming.
那感谢主啊。
So I thank the Lord.
没有人了。
没有人，
那么现在去哪里找呢
？So where am I going to look for another person？
有些不信主的也可以来帮我，不会开车。
There might be someone who's a non-believer and can't drive。
我还在祷告中。
But I'm still praying。
主要是让一个不信主来。
If the Lord asks someone who's not a believer。
因为什么事情都要服在主的权柄底下。
I don't think it's good because I need to surrender everything to the Lord。
没有一样事情的领导。
Oh, I would have to surrender to the Lord, whoever he sends to take care of me.
哎，而到我的，所以我感谢主了，还在祷告中。
So I thank the Lord.
看看
I'm still praying for this. See how the Lord.
主要说你一个人在家了。
If the Lord say you by your, you have to stay by yourself.
看主怎么带了。
I have to surrender to.
现在因为我房子太大，楼下楼上，我女儿可以住楼，我可以住楼上，下她可以住楼上。
So I could ask my daughter to stay with me.
那么楼下和楼上隔得这么远，有时候有什么事情叫不来的。
But it's still too far if they live upstairs and I live downstairs.
所以不能住在这个家。
So can't stay in that home like that.
他的家也太小。
And her house is too small.
胖人。
I can't stay in that house.
所以呢，现在就看看主怎么带领我了。
So I'll see how the Lord is leading me.
因为我一离开这个家，暂时住在人的家里，这个政府人员就派人来帮助我了。
So when I leave the house and leave, stay in someone else, in another place, the government will no longer send someone to take care of me.
所以我只能住在我的家。
I have to stay in my house.
因为是神所安排的，我就服。
So if that's God's will, I will surrender.
哎呀，好，感谢主，我没有别的话讲。
Thank the Lord.
我只要感谢赞美主。
I can only thank him.
主爱我们。
Praise to him. He loves us.
爱我们到底。
He loves us to the utmost.
我们魂生命总是要准备好。
A soul life need to be dealt with. Need to be ready.
对，准备好。但我常常求主记我。
I often ask the Lord to deliver me.
这个思想, 心思意念, 感情, 往外跑出去,
to take control of my thought life.
有时候我就是这样学习了,
That's how I learn.
不同了, 好了, 没有别的话, 我讲, 我怕时间错了,
No other words?
抓紧时间呢，我怕耽搁多时间。刚才王师母他在这边交通的时候，肖静在下面流眼泪。今天早晨的时候，我也跟他提醒，我讲今天是交通聚会，你要上去。他讲，我不知道怎么讲。
Whether you have something to share.
要讲你上去讲，我讲应该你上去讲。
She says she doesn't know how to share, and she asked me to come up and say you should share.
因为她在下面哭，那我现在呢，我就觉得还是我上来讲吧。
She was crying now, so I thought I better come up.
啊，这个因为我讲话比较乱，请大家忍耐。
Please bear with me because I often lost sequence when I talk.
第一点我想说的话就是感谢神。First
thing I'd like to say is I thank God.
我们的神呢，就是处处看顾，时时看顾，也是常常看顾我们。Our
God, He always takes care of us, in whatever circumstances we're in.
过去我以往我总觉得我这个人是后知后觉。
In the past, I often felt that I am very slow to understand, to respond.
因为我经历的事情啊，都是在我很多的时候都是犯了错以后，才慢慢醒悟过来。
I often learn the lesson very slowly after I have made big mistakes.
但是这一次的经历，就是我知道，神的看顾可能是。 在这一次的经历上面，可能有点不同。This
time the experience is a little different.
因为好像我们就是大家都知道，孝敬，他的爸爸最近也走了。Many
of you know that Sister Xiaojin, her father, has passed away recently.
在这件事情上，我也知道他是很想再来悉尼。 因为他也想念这边的弟兄姐妹。I
knew that he missed brothers and sisters in Sydney very much, and you would rather like to come and visit us again.
他存了很多的药。He
has stored up many medications.
他就是为了要想再来澳洲。In
order to come and visit Sydney again.
因为他的状况。 不是太好，医生不是太同意。His
condition wasn't too good, so the doctor did not agree for his overseas travel.
他的姐姐也不让他过来。And
his older sister did not let him go.
但是我们有一个计划是回去的。We
had a plan to go back.
我们半年前就已经
about 6 months ago
就计划好的
we planned
机票
we bought the
也是利用 学校的 holiday school holiday
and during the school holiday we were going to go back
我们计划好的是半年之前我们就计划好也请了我也请了假我们一起回去的
I took the leave about 6 months ago so it's all planned
yeah 但是在我们就要启程的时候，就是他的爸爸突然就是大概在八九天的时候，他就去急诊了，去送到医院。Eight
or nine days before our departure, he was ill and was taken to the emergency department.
这个时候我们心里很着急。And
we were really anxious.
因为去改动吧，一个请假的事情。
So if we're going to change the date, we might not be able to take the leave earlier.
机票的事情
And it might not be able to change the flight.
所以我们觉得很为难
We felt it's quite difficult.
要想赶回去
To go back in time.
但是我们没有什么办法，我们只能祷告。
But there's nothing we could do, could only pray.
所以我们弟兄姐妹教会也在祷告。
And brothers and sisters, the church also pray for us.
北京也在祷告。
Even brothers and sisters in Beijing were praying for us.
所以在我们在启程的时候，他还在急诊室。
So during our departure, when we depart, he is still in emergency department.
所以我们到了北京的时候，见了他。
After we arrived in Beijing, we went to see him.
他还是有意识，他也知道我们来看他了。
He's still conscious, and he knew that we have come back to visit him.
我们也有祷告。
And we pray together.
我们也安慰他，我将我们这个叫什么，我们都是在主里边。
So I comfort him saying that we are all in the Lord.
我们对我们是安全的。
We are safe in his hands.
然后就是第二天，我到了第二天以后，他慢慢的意识就有一点就渐渐的没有了。
On the second day after our arrival, he started to lose his consciousness.
过了一共三天吧，他就离开了。
And 3 days after, he passed away.
那整个过程呢，就是讲我那个时候呢，又订好了那个回无锡的那个火车票。
So I also bought the train ticket to go back to 无锡。
因为在那个时候是星期二的晚上，他已经很医生讲他过不了今天晚上。
It was a Tuesday evening, and the doctor told us that he would not be able to pass that evening.
所以我星期三的火车票回无锡。
So on the I bought the ticket Wednesday morning, to go back to 无锡。
如果他当天晚上走的话，他应该在北京一般他都是规定三天就要火葬。
In Beijing, if you have passed away, you have to be the funeral has to be in within 3 days.
所以他应该如果是星期二晚上他走的话，应该星期四星期那个星期四的或星期五。
So he has to be
星期四应该是他的葬礼。
So the funeral has to be by Thursday. If he passed away on Tuesday,
所以我可能就赶不上了。
And I could not, perhaps I wasn't able to
再从无锡赶回
来。To come back from 无锡。
但是我们就祷告。
So we prayed.
我们讲如果可以的话，就让他能够在过晚上的12点。
So we pray that if possible, the Lord will let him to pass that night.
我得抓紧。然后他过主听祷告。
The Lord hear our prayer.
他到了第二天早晨5点多钟，六点，他就走了。
So he was taken to be with the Lord at 5 or 6 in the morning.
那天晚上我也一直陪到超过12点，我才回去，因为我第二天就要带着孩子一起回无锡。
On that evening, we accompany him till after midnight.
然后我们我就有机会，然后星期三晚上星期三我到了无锡，已经到晚上，然后星期四我再赶回这个北京。然后星期五
so it all worked out that I was able to go to 无锡 and come back the next day, and
星期五就是他的葬礼
to join the funeral on Friday.
然后就是整个的话就是安排的非常好，主听祷告。
So it all worked out perfectly. The Lord truly hears our prayers.
所以我在这边说，就是我们的主啊，就是他这个就是他时时看顾，他也听祷告。
So I'd like to say that the Lord take care of us in all circumstances, and he hears our prayers.
啊，经历这一件事呢，我们也能够就像弟兄姐妹在这边交通的一样，我们可以经历到主的爱，特别是弟兄姐妹一起祷告，一起的安慰。
So through this instance, I have learned to experience the Lord's love and the love from brothers and sisters in prayer.
这次的经历吧，我觉得常常我们是有的时候我们觉得在平主不是在一直在看顾我们，但是主真是在看顾我们。
So through this experience, sometimes we felt that the Lord is not looking after us, but actually He is looking after every details of our life.
我们的计划是我们自己做的。
We have many plans.
但是神在他的在其实我们很多的时候也没有预计到爸爸会这么快就走。
But we could not predict what's happening in the future. We did not know that the father will be taking away so quickly.
但借着这次的话，我们也能够安息的感到，也能够按我们的就是计划，能够为他一起送行。北京的教会也为他一起送行。
We thank the Lord we could go back in time and was able to see him off in his funeral.
在国内的时候，我们也听到得到消息，王明丽老弟兄也走了。
And while we were in China, we heard the news that our brother Wong has passed away.
所以我们也是很吃惊，就是很吃惊吧。
So、we were quite shocked by the news.
因为我们走了才一个多星期我们都还是好好的，就是但是这个消息太突然。
So it's quite a sudden news to us. For we have only left for one week, over a week.
也没赶上老弟兄的追思会。
And we couldn't attend the memorial service of our brother Wong.
心里挺遗憾的。
So felt regretted.
但是听说在他的追思会后来弟兄姐妹的交通都是讲很好，很鼓舞人。
But we felt that the memorial service was quite encouraging for all of us.
再一次我也觉得就是在主里边我们真的是的爱不是人的爱。
So once again, I felt that the love that we experience in the Lord is not man's love.
都是从主而来的爱。
But it's love from God.
谢谢大家这次机会对我们全家的那个带祷。
Once again, thank you all for your prayers for my family.
谢谢。
弟兄姊妹好
，Brothers and sisters, good morning。
好，我想分享过去两个礼拜我回香港去看家人。
I'd like to share my experience in the past 2 weeks, going back to Hong Kong to visit my parent and my family。
我是带着对几个老人家的负担回去。
I went with a burden for some of the elderly members of my family。
第一个是我的90岁的姑妈。
First one is my auntie who's above 90 years old.
我已经几年前已经带她信主了。
A few years ago, I led her to believe in the Lord.
这次回去的时候，去老人院看她的时候，第一天一看到她的时候，觉得她很可怜。
But the first day after I went back, I saw her and felt that she was quite pitiful.
因为她一见到我就说我很口渴，请我给我喝水。
So the first thing that she said to me after she saw me was, I am thirsty, can you give me some water?
Okay, 给她喝完水以后，她又说，很喝很喝，再给我喝。
And after I gave her some water, she said, I'm still thirsty, give me more water.
所以整次一个小时的看望就是在喝水，喝水。
So the whole hour of visiting, she was drinking water.
但是护士说不能喝太多，因为对她的心脏跟肾都不好。
But the nurse said she could not drink too much water. It's bad for her kidney and for her heart.
第二期在看他的时候，我的带着我的侄儿，他是一个护士，一起去看他。
Second time I visit her with my nephew. He's a nurse.
那他儿子儿就说，其实姑妈她不是身体需要喝水，那是她的思想里面觉得她自己很口渴。
The son told me that she is not thirsty physically, she's thirsty in her spirit.
所以我就推着坐轮椅的姑妈在走廊上走来走去。
So I pushed the wheelchair of my auntie in the corridor back and forth.
我就告诉她姑妈，你是信耶稣的啦。
So I said to her, auntie, you are one who believe in the Lord.
你知道主耶稣是活水。
You know that the Lord is living water.
你要祷告他，叫他帮助你，不要口渴。
You pray to Him and ask Him to fill your thirst.
他在你里面，他成为你的活水。
He will become a well of living water in you.
所以姑妈就好像一个小孩子这样，他就大声说：“主耶稣，求你帮助我，不要口渴。”
So like a little child, she pray out, she cry out, "Lord Jesus, help me to not be thirsty."
后来我就走了。
After that, we left.
最后我上飞机那天早晨，我再去看他。
Before my departure from Hong Kong, I went to see her again.
我一见到他的时候，他就说：“啊，你是阿芳。”
And when she saw me, she said, "You are Yvonne."
因为我就看见他那天很平静。
But I could see that she was quite calm on that day. She was full of peace.
她没有再说给我喝水，给我喝水。
She no longer says, "Give me water, give me water."
然后护士派水的时候，我就喂她两口。
So when the nurse gave her water, she only took two sips.
And then she didn't. 然后她就没有再要求喝水。
And she didn't ask for any more water.
我就跟她祷告说，主耶稣真的成为你的活水了。
So I pray with her, saying, "The Lord has truly become your living water."
So I was very confident.
So I could go in peace. I could entrust her in the Lord's hands.
另外就是我的舅舅。
And the second person is my uncle.
我第一次看他的时候，他很可怜，也是。
First time when I saw him, likewise, he was quite pitiful.
他在老人院，因为糖尿病很严重，所以他的右脚也是割去了。
He was in a nursing home because of diabetes. His right leg has to be cut off.
思想也很混乱。
And his mind was confused.
所以第一次、第二次去看他的时候，也不是很方便跟他讲福音。
So on the first and second visit, it wasn't convenient to share the gospel with him.
因为他的家人也在，他也不是很清醒。
But his families were there, and he wasn't conscious.
但是我就是也是最后一天上飞机之前，我也去看他下午。
On the last day before my departure, I went to see him in the afternoon.
只有我跟他。
Just me and him.
还有我带着我的爸爸。
And I was with my father.
所以我就单独就是弯下身在舅舅的耳边跟他传福音。
So in that one-on-one occasion, I speak to her to speak to him, whisper to him in his ears.
我就说，舅舅，你要信耶稣，耶稣是真神。
I said, Uncle, you need to believe in Jesus. Jesus is a living God.
很简单的把福音讲。
And very simply, I shared the gospel with him.
然后舅舅就说，我相信。
And my uncle said, "Yes, I believe."
很清醒的。
Very clearly.
很清楚的。
Very clearly, he said, "I believe."
我爸爸也听到。
And even my father heard it.
所以我继续跟他再讲一点。
So I continued to share a bit more with him.
然后他又说，我相信。
And then he said again, "I believe."
所以我就为他祷告了。
Then I prayed for him.
后来他的眼角，我看见他有一滴眼泪。
Then I saw a drop of tear coming out from the corner of his eye.
我告诉他，舅舅不要哭。
And I said to him, "Uncle, do not cry."
没关系的，你是属于耶稣的了。
It's okay. You now belong to the Lord.
将来你要去耶稣哪里啊？
One day you will go to be with Lord Jesus.
你知道在天堂没有眼泪的。
In heaven there will be no tears.
神给你一个新的身体。
God will give you a new body.
没有痛苦。
A body without pain.
那么就说好儿女，好儿女。
And my uncle says, "Thank you, my good child, my good child."
我想他的意思说我很乖了。
And perhaps she said, "I'm a good girl."
然后我就说，舅，我今天晚上就要走了，回去澳洲。
And said, "Uncle, I will be leaving tonight."
因为他就开始哭了。
And he started to cry.
我就摸着他，我说不要哭，
And I comfort him, saying, "Do not cry, uncle."
下次我回来，如果我看不见你的话。
If I come back next time, if I don't see you,
我知道你在天堂。
I know where you are. I know you'll be in heaven.
而且我一定在天堂见到你的。
And I will meet you again in heaven.
那时候我们一起再谈。
Then we will talk again.
他就说，祝你身体健康。
And he said, "I hope you have a good health."
所以我知道我的舅舅是非常清醒的。
So I know my uncle was very clear.
所以我离开的时候我也很放心。
And I could go in peace.
嗯。但是这些都不是因为我很好啊。
And these are not because I am good.
我也不是很爱主。
And not because I love the Lord.
但是因为我离开之前，我跟弟兄姊妹把我的负担跟他们分享。
Because when I left, before I left Sydney, I shared my burden with brothers and sisters here.
我知道这些结果都是站在弟兄姊妹的祷告上。
I know all these results were because of the prayers of brothers and sisters.
这是弟兄姊妹听了祷，这是神听了弟兄姊妹的祷告。
Because God has heard many prayers of the brothers and sisters.
荣耀归给神。
We give glory unto God.
弟兄姊妹好。
Morning, brothers and sisters.
我真的也有感动。
I felt touched by the Lord to come up.
姊妹也很鼓励我，叫我上来。我本来。
And the sister encouraged me to come up.
我是第一次在这里。
This is the first time I'm up here.
我也很紧张。
I'm very nervous.
我也讲不好。
I don't know how to speak properly.
真的感谢主，主有这么好的机会让我这样站在这里讲。
But I thank the Lord for the opportunity to give testimony for Him.
感谢主，我讲了，我去年我二媳妇生一个女孩子。
I'd like to share last year my second daughter-in-law give birth to a daughter.
真的也是主怜悯恩待我这个一家人。
The Lord has truly been gracious and merciful to our family.
那当时候怀孕的时候，因为我去墨尔本。
When she was pregnant, I went to Melbourne.
我就第一天到墨尔本的时候，我儿媳妇给我讲，她说：“妈妈呀，我做 B 超，她说我是怀孕了。”
On the first day after I arrived in Melbourne, my daughter-in-law told me that mom pregnant, and we were doing the ultrasound.
她说应该是双胞胎。
And it looks like from the ultrasound that it's a twin.
但后来。又去做 B 超，他说，他身体有一点不舒服，他又去做 B 超，他说医生说这个 B 超好像里面有一个血块，那不知道这个孩子能保住不能保住。
And then on the second ultrasound, the doctor told them that that she's not well. There's a blood clot within her, and not sure if the children will be safely delivered.
但他也很担心，但我也很担心。我说：“哎呀，如果早一天我知道你怀孕，我就不来墨尔本。”
She was quite worried, and I was likewise. So I said to her, "If I knew this, I wouldn't have gone to Melbourne."
但后来我真的也感谢主，也就弟兄姊妹祷告。我说：“我打电话给胡姐妹了，珊珊姊妹，我说你帮我这个带到我儿媳妇这个情况。”
So thank the Lord, I shared this with some sisters, and they took it to the prayer meeting, and many brothers and sisters were praying for us.
但是真的感谢主，当这个孩子这个去年五月七号生的，我以为，哎呀，听这个做 B 超出来，他说有一个血块，但我就怕，哎呀，如果这个血块如果不化，如果比如说跟他混在脸上，这个怎么办？我后来我给我儿媳妇讲，祷告主，交托给主，主会负责到底。
So I we thank God that the baby was safely delivered in May last year. Before that, I was quite anxious and prayed to the Lord, saying, "What if the blood clot is not disappearing, and what if there's a it becomes a mark on the a birthmark."
因为主不管我给我儿媳妇讲，主不管是我们是男是女，都是主是给我们都是宝贝。
But I said to my daughter, "Let's entrust this to the Lord. Whether it's a boy or girl, it's all precious. They're all precious from the Lord."
但是真的感谢主，后来又去做 B 超，他这个 B 超做出来，他说这个一个血块没有了。
So we thank the Lord. On the third ultrasound, the doctor told us the blood clot has disappeared.
那感谢主，我真的有一我大儿子生三个是男孩子，这个老三一个以前前几年，现在三岁多，前几年四个月五个月左右，哎呀，真的有一次我真的很怕，那个一次真的我很怕的是不得了了，因为睡觉的时候，因为我儿媳妇出去，她说妈妈我先出去一下，她本来这个都没这么早，那个九点十点左右出去，都每天都没那么早出去。
Also,
那个一天
also I'm going to share another instance. The older son of my older son in last May or April.
那个他出去，因为我一边这个两个大的孙子，我一边喂饭给他吃，他一边看那个小孩子看的电视。
So I was feeding the two older grandchildren as they were watching the TV.
当我喂小孩子吃饭的时候，真的我自己有感觉，我这个老三在里面睡觉，是不是好像我有印象，是不是哭？那我心里想又犹豫一下，哎呀，应该没不会哭，因为房子很深，他在后面睡觉，放在游览睡觉。
So I was feeding the older grandchildren and thought that whether the younger one has been crying, but I thought it couldn't be because they were at the back of the house.
但我心里想，哎呀，没听见他哭的声音，我赶紧去那个厨房拿去拿到外面扔一下，那进去里面卧室里面看一下。
I couldn't hear any crying voice, so I thought I'd just quickly take the rubbish out and I'll go back in to check it out.
那我进去看一下，哎呦，我心真的，哇，看着小孩子脚在外面，那个被子怎么着？被子全部盖了头上。我抱起来，我叫 Elvis， 他就哎呀，真的没有声音，哭声都没有。
So after I went back in.He was all the beddings were completely he was covered in bedding. After picking it up, he wasn't even crying.
哎呀，我真的我说主啊，当你救这个孩子，如果你不救我这个变这个一个罪骨的呢，我说你救他。他我这个抱起来，他这个眼睛都不像这样，眼睛都不站不起来。那我说主啊，你救他，我也不知道怎么做啊。
So I didn't know what to do, so I cry out to the Lord, Lord save him. The baby was not very even not very conscious.
那真的感谢主。那我也不知道他们以前有听人家说，哎呀，如果缺这个呼吸什么呼吸，我不知道这个呼出来呀是跟他那个怎么做。
I didn't know how to do first aid. I didn't know what to do.
那后来我就有听人家讲啊，这个如果缺气了，我就赶紧抱到外面。我说主啊，那你帮助他哈，是给他马上回起来。如果我真的能够真的，我会站上去做见证。
So I heard someone saying if someone is unconscious, you need to take him out to outdoors so there's more fresh air. So I quickly took him out and prayed to God to help me.
但是我真的太亏欠了，真的，一直我心里想。上来做见证，我就是觉得我自己讲话也不是太流利，讲不好，但求主怜悯恩待我。
We thank God for saving him, but for a long time I haven't been able to come up. I truly felt I have fallen short. I haven't come up earlier to share this.
但是真的感谢主，是怜悯恩待我一家呢。
We thank God He has been merciful to us.
那感谢主，真的我有常常弟兄姊妹鼓励我，我就觉得王师母真的师母是很好的，也常常鼓励我。
I also thank God for brothers and sisters. They often encourage me, especially brother sister Wong.
但虽然师母年纪大，走路不方便，有时候都是打电话问：“哎，英珠啊，你有没有来聚会呀？哎，你怎么样啊？”真的谢谢主，主帮助他，也鼓励我。
Even though our sister is much older than me, he often rang me and asked me whether I'm going to the meetings.
感谢主，主真的。
I thank the Lord. He truly loves us.
我就见证这个一点。
Thank you.
感谢主的爱。
I thank God for His love.
来吸引我来到这边来聚会啊。
He draws me to come and join this meeting.
我来到这边一年多时间。
I've been here for over a year.
去年哈，我刚来。来这边聚会，我原来住在澳门。
Last year when I first arrived, first came to this meeting.
后来我到，后来我到曼尼拉去。
And then I went to live in Maryland.
但是我有一次，我感冒。
Once I had a cold, a bad cold.
感冒那个有点咳嗽。
I was coughing.
但是我就不想来聚会哈。
So I didn't want to go on that day.
但是早上很早起来。
But I got up very early on that day.
但心理上有个坎坷不安，好像很想来聚会。
There's a battle in my heart whether to go or not to go to the meeting.
但是我想呢，我咳嗽会影响周边的人，坐在旁边的人。
So I said to myself, I'm coughing, I'll be passing this bacteria, disease to other people, so I better not go.
那天早上我吃完早饭。
So after I had my breakfast.
我姑娘起来就叫我，哎，还没去聚会啊。
My daughter asked me why haven't you gone to the meetings?
我就说了，哎，我今天不想去。
I said I don't like to go today.
后来我女婿起来又叫我，哎，怎么还在家，还没去聚会？
My son-in-law said to me, why didn't you go to the meeting?
他两个都提醒我，我就来了。
Both of them reminded me, so I ended up coming.
那个时候我就开车，就来了。
So I drove to the church.
因为星期天，路上车很少。
There was not many traffic on Sunday.
我在中国不是也有驾照。
I had a license in China.
开车是两方向是相反的。
So the traffic is of a different direction in China.
我那天就开到澳门，就不是那鬼湾进来那个到卧室那个停车。
So I had a turn in Auburn.
因为是绿灯右转。
Because it's a green light and it was a right turn.
后来我看了路上没车。
So there was no one, no other cars.
突然我的主意一想，我就右转。
So I turned right.
但是人家自行车过去了，我就车相撞了。
But there was a car that's going straight, so we crashed.
当时我就很抱怨。
I was complaining to the Lord.
我就想着了，我是来聚会，不是去娱乐。
I said I'm going to the meeting. I'm not going to have some fun.
怎么会撞车了
？Why was it a car crash?
但是我刚来的，我不会英语。
But when I just arrived in Australia, so I didn't speak English.
我就拿出来那个驾照。
So I took my license out.
跟人家看。
Show them my license.
后来我打电话跟我姑娘说。
So I then rang my daughter.
我说我出车祸了。
I said I had a car accident.
她说你刚才不是在家，不是聚会吧
？And she said, didn't you just I thought you didn't want to go to the meeting.
我就说你两个人都提醒我了，我不能不去吧
？And I said both of you have reminded me, so I had to go.
后来我姑娘一来了，跟她说了。跟转车我就停在那边边。
So later on, my daughter came, and then she talked to them.
后来我就来，有两三周没来聚会。
Then for three weeks, I didn't go to meetings.
我来，后来我又打电话到这，跟这边那个卫冕登记那个说了。
Then I rang up and speak to someone in the reception.
我说我
Asha,
出了车祸哈。我出车祸。
I say I had an accident, a car accident.
后来就会替我祷告。
So straight away, brothers and sisters in the church pray for me.
帮忙我说出车祸不是个坏事。
And they encourage me that it's not always a bad thing.
我就想着了应该主借着这个环境来提醒我，我往后开车要注意。
And I thought that the Lord is using these incidents to remind me to be more careful in my driving.
我也在主面前悔改。
And I repent before the Lord.
不是说每一件神会的事情都是不好的。
It's not that accidents are all bad.
有时逐渐的这个环境来增加我们的信心。
Sometimes the Lord, through the circumstances, want to increase our faith.
往后我们开车非常小心。
And to be help me to be more careful in my driving in the future.
因为这个开车的这个事情，我们出了小点小的车祸，能够提醒，然后我们开车一年中间，我们就说，哎呀，以前有出过一次车祸，然后我们开车就非常小心。
So sometimes the small accidents will help us to be more careful to avoid big accidents.
不然的话，我们开车就不会小心，好像。就是无所谓的。
Otherwise, we can be quite careless.
因此，我们就相信主能够带领，能够保守我们。
So we trust that the Lord will lead us and protect us.
使我们更加坚定的信心来信仰主。
And to have a stronger faith in following Him.
感谢主的爱。
Thank God for His love.
我今天就做到这里。
That's all I want to share.